This is a recast of the 2400-word piece, How to Build a Concrete Pond, from Midwest Pond Features. This article is about the essential steps involved in building a concrete pond. Let's listen in.
That's right. The article is about building a concrete pond to add a beautiful and long-lasting feature to your garden or backyard.
Concrete ponds provide a relaxing atmosphere that can be enjoyed all year round and create a beautiful focal point that will last for years.
While it may seem intimidating, with the right planning and preparation, it can be a really fulfilling experience. We're going to discuss the essential steps involved in building a concrete pond, from designing the pond and digging the hole to constructing the walls and sides. So let's get started.
Right, first of all, you need to come up with a design for your pond. This is where a design consultant comes in handy, as they have the expertise and experience to create a pond design that's aesthetically pleasing, but also functional and efficient.
It's important to consider various factors when coming up with a design, such as the pond size and shape, the water's depth, and any features you want to have. You can get inspiration from garden magazines, winning landscape designs, or other ponds.
It's also helpful to use CAD software to plan out the pond. This will help you visualize the final product before construction begins and allows you to experiment with different designs and features without having to start over again.
Additionally, it's important to include necessary features like shelves and steps when designing your pond. Shelves provide areas for aquatic plants to grow, while actions make it easier to access the pond for maintenance. And if you plan on adding a filter system or pump, then these features are essential.
Okay, once you've designed your pond, then it's time to start digging. Choosing the right area for the pond is crucial. You want to select a spot that is visible from your home and at garden level. Avoid sites prone to flooding or with tree roots that can cause problems in the future. You also need to check for any underground utilities before digging.
Then mark out the area using stakes and string or spray paint, making sure that the dimensions of the marked area are accurate, before getting started with the tools you'll need, such as a shovel, pickaxe, and wheelbarrow.
When digging the pond, you'll need to consider several factors, such as depth, shape of the pond, soil composition, and making sure that the sides of the pond are sloped correctly so that when concrete is poured in, it won't cave in. You may also want to consider installing a layer of gravel or sand at the bottom to create a smooth surface for the liner.
That's right. Once your hole is ready, it's time to build the walls and sides of your concrete pond. The walls will give it shape and structure so it can hold water. The first step is to create a wire mesh frame, which will provide support for the concrete and prevent it from cracking.
Cut the wire mesh to fit the shape of your pond before attaching it to metal stakes driven into the ground. Then you can start building your walls with concrete, making sure that your sides are sloped correctly so that when concrete is poured in, they won't cave in.
To make sure the sides are level, use a level to check that they're straight and even. This will help your pond not overflow. It's also important to use the right tools, like a shovel, trowel, and mixing bucket, to make the job easier and ensure the pond is built correctly.
Right. Once your walls are done, you can cover and paint your pond. This will give your pond a finished look and help protect it from damage. Apply a liner first, then cover it up with dirt or rocks, and finally paint it.
Just remember to also check for any leaks or cracks before filling the pond with water. Use a garden hose or a pump to fill it up slowly so the soil and plants around it won't be washed away. Once that's done, monitoring the water level is essential. Keep it consistent so it doesn't dry out or overflow.
Construction management is also important when building a concrete pond. It's important to hire the right construction manager with experience in building concrete ponds so they can manage the project effectively and save time and money in the long run.
Midwest Pond Features and Landscaping is an expert in pool landscape design who has won several awards for their work. They have experience working on construction projects for estate outdoor environments and understand the unique challenges and requirements of pond building.
That's right. After your concrete pond is built, maintenance is key. Regularly remove debris from the surface, check the pH and alkalinity levels, add beneficial bacteria, clean the pond regularly, trim back overhanging plants or trees, and check your pump and other equipment regularly. All of this helps maintain the health and beauty of the pond.
Also remember that when deciding on the size of the pond, you should consider size of your outdoor space, intended use of the pond, maintenance requirements, and cost of construction and maintenance. Smaller ponds may require less maintenance, but larger ponds can create a more dramatic focal point for your outdoor environment.